Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Backers of an effort to ban marriage for all minors in Massachusetts compare such marriages to child abuse. As state lawmakers review the proposal to become the third state to ban all child marriages, they now have some emotional testimony to consider. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
Hearing room A2 fell quiet as Tammy Montero began to tell her story. Now 37, Montero described for legislators how, as a teen in foster care, she became involved with a man 9 years older than her. She now describes him as part of a religious extremist group in Brockton.
I was still a virgin and my body was barely formed yet. A quiet teen, not much into boys. But this grown man now was showing an interest in me and teaching me what he knew from his Bible. He claimed I was chosen, part of God's chosen people.
Montero says it was easy for the man to get her parents' consent to marry her as a teenager. Since her mother was unstable and her father in prison, with permission from her mother, he got the okay of a judge in New Bedford.
He was 25 and I was 16. And I had only known him for less than a year. And in one day, he walked out of the courthouse with complete custody of me and permission to make me his wife. I had absolutely no clue what marriage was about, what this contract was about, and what it was binding me to.
Montero was bound in a marriage that lasted 20 years. She says she spent the last 5 years trying to get out, finally breaking free with the help of a domestic violence women's center. The state's vital records show that 1,221 children, some as young as 14, were married in the state between 2000 and 2016. 83% of those children were girls. Newton State Representative Kay Kahn points out those married children do not have adult rights.
As a minor, you cannot file for divorce, an annulment, or an abuse prevention order, rent an apartment, open a checking account, and if married, seek services from the Department of Children and Families. A minor cannot purchase cigarettes, vote, or serve on a jury, yet they can marry.
The laws allowing children to get married with parental permission date back to a time when one of the few options for a pregnant teen was marriage. State child advocate Maria Mosades endorses the bill and says times have changed.
Massachusetts birth certificates no longer, as they did many years ago, stamp illegitimate on the birth certificate of anyone who is, or the two parents or a single parent who's on a birth certificate that's not married. So there's no longer the stigma that was attached when this original bill was filed.
During her marriage, Tammy Montero gave birth to 8 children, the first when she was just 16. Since ending the marriage, she's moved out of Massachusetts to get away from her former husband. She says she will not live her life as a victim.
We need to end child marriage and save the lives of many young girls who are to come. I ask Massachusetts if they will put these laws in place to prevent anyone from going through the spiritual, emotional, financial abuse that I've gone through, and also the extreme heartache.
In other states reviewing teen marriage rules, there have been arguments that raising the age could violate religious freedom. There is no visible opposition here. Members of the Joint Committee on Children, Families, and Persons with Disabilities appear in favor of the bill, but it's unclear exactly when it will be taken up by the full legislature. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.